Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's Podcast, building confidence through radio.
Hello, I'm James. Welcome to the 4P's Short Breaks Takeover. We have locked the adults out of the studio, and we have lots of great music and interesting chat before we have to give Vectis Radio back to the adults at 6pm. Stay tuned and be entertained.
The Island's Weather, sponsored by the 4P's Radio Training School. Building confidence in young people using the main ingredients of radio. To find out more, go to 4ps.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here is your weekly weather. Monday we can expect sunny intervals and a fresh breeze, highs of 17, lows of 12. Tuesday we can expect sunny intervals and moderate breeze, highs of 18, lows of 14. Wednesday we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 19, lows of 14. Thursday we can expect light rain showers and a moderate breeze, highs of 19, lows of 13. And Friday we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 19, lows of 13. That's it for your weekly weather. I'll update you more next weekend. Bye for now.
In local news this week, new figures show how many Isle of Wight deaths were attributed to suicide last year. Ministry of Justice figures show the Isle of Wight Coroner's Court completed 196 inquests into deaths in 2021, 21 of which had a conclusion of suicide. This was up from 8 in 2020 and is the highest since records began in 1995. Although the inquests were completed in 2021, some of the deaths may have occurred prior, but cases were delayed due to COVID-19 restrictions. Samaritans said every life lost to suicide is a tragedy that can be prevented, but cautioned that a 2018 High Court ruling, which lowered the standard of proof for a suicide conclusion, meant more deaths since are likely to be classified as suicide. Meanwhile, the Department of Health and Social Care said it is investigating £2.3 billion a year into expanding and transforming mental health services by 2023 and 2024. Changes to the Isle of Wight Cabinet portfolios have appeared on the Council's website, along with a new face. The new face in the Cabinet is Councillor Karen Lucioni, who has taken on responsibilities for community protection and regulatory services from Councillor Stevens and waste management from Councillor Bacon. Councillor PC Wilcox said, "In May 2021, when I became leader, I promised the staff that I would not rock the boat. We were coming through a pandemic and change was not needed at that time, along with everything else people were struggling with. However, islanders are now facing an urgent cost of living crisis, and we simply have to give greater priority to looking at how we can best support them through that." Councillor Lucioni's portfolio builds on her previous work on the Neighbourhood and Regeneration Scrutiny Committee, and Ryde residents will know she is somebody that has a great record of getting things done. And finally, this year there is a new route for the Isle of Wight Mardi Gras event, with a new, flatter, more circular route than previous iterations planned. The parade that is being held on the 9th of July will start from Simeon Street Recreation Ground, travel along the Strand, up Dover Street, along Melville Street and Cross Street, then turn down Union Street and back along the Esplanade all the way to Simeon Street to finish. That's all, I'm Jasper Haycott-Sotel. Hi, I'm James from Vectis Radio, and here is the theatre guide for this month. At Medina Theatre, we have Way Forward Presents You Can't Stop the Beat on Friday the 1st of July, Alice's Adventures on Sunday the 3rd of July,
Isle of Wight Symphony Orchestra on Saturday the 9th of July, Miss Asian Queen Isle of Wight on the Saturday 23rd of July, and Roy Chubby Brown on Saturday the 30th of July. At Shanklin Theatre we have Beyond the West End 2022 on Thursday the 30th of June and every Thursday in July. Theatre Train presents The Little Mermaid Saturday 9th and Sunday 10th of July. The Wall of Floyd, Friday 15th of July. Hello Again, a tribute to Neil Diamond on Saturday the 16th of July. Into the Woods musical on Tuesday 26th and Wednesday 27th of July. The History of Rock, Friday 29th of July. And Jack Up presents The Music of Northern Soul live on Saturday the 30th of July. For more information, including showtimes and ticket prices, make sure to check the theatre websites. That's all for now.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are your celebrity birthdays. Ricky Gervais, who's a comedian, Chloe Webb, who's a movie actress, and Kylie Cantrell, who's a TV actress. Do you know how old these people are and which year they were born in? Well, stay tuned to find out. Bye for now.
Hello, I'm Connor from Vectis Radio, and I'm here to tell you a very nice recipe, which is banana chips. The ingredients are 12 ounces or 350 grams of whole wheat flour, 3 fluid ounces or 100 millilitres of skimmed milk, 1 egg, 1 pureed banana, 1 tablespoon of golden syrup. The instructions are mix all the ingredients into a dough and then roll out the dough on a floured surface to 1/2 inch or 1 centimetre thickness. Cut into small cubes, preheat the oven to 300 degrees Fahrenheit or 150 degrees Celsius, then cover a baking sheet with baking parchment and place the cookies on it. Bake in the hot oven for about 30 minutes.
Hello, this is Blake, and these are some words of wisdom from children. Never trust a dog to watch your food.
Never allow your 3-year-old brother in the same room as your school assignment. Never hold a dustbuster and a cat at the same time.
If you want a kitten, start out by asking for a horse.
When you get a bad grade in school, show it to your mum when she's on the phone.
When your mum is mad at your dad, don't let her brush your hair.
Never tell your mum her diet's not working.
Don't pull your dad's finger when he tells you to.
In local news this week, a pair of deer were found on the beach at Fort Victoria in Yarmouth earlier this week, despite their breed not being native to the Isle of Wight. After receiving a report from a local dog walker via the park ranger that there were two deceased deer, namely a male and female Reeves Muntjac deer, on the shore at Fort Victoria, speculation grew as to whether they drowned whilst swimming over from the mainland. Reeves Muntjac deer are not known on the island in any great numbers and are not known to be established here, although sightings have been made, meaning that two washing up on the shoreline is even more confusing. Neil Reed at the Isle of Wight Reptilarium said, "Only a few weeks ago, we saw a photograph of another deer swimming over to the beach here at Fort Victoria. We assumed that one made landfall and dispersed, but it looked bigger than a muntjac. The stretch of sea between Fort Victoria and the mainland is only 1.5 miles, and the deer must think it's a river and see the trees on the other side and believe they can make a swim for it." Meanwhile, just days after the Isle of Wight Festival 2022, dates for next year's music extravaganza have been revealed, and festival goers will be able to get their hands on tickets as soon as this week. It's been confirmed that the Isle of Wight Festival will return to Seacoast Park on the 15th to the 18th of June next year. Finally, nominations are now open for the BBC Food and Farming Awards 2022, and Ireland MP Bob Seeley is encouraging Isle of Wight farmers and food producers to enter. The awards honour those who have done the most to promote the cause of good food over the past year, particularly in light of the challenges faced in relation to COVID-19, climate change and the war in Ukraine. Since the awards were launched in 2000, judges have come from a cross-section of the food world, chefs, academics, retail analysts, writers and campaigners. Encouraging Ireland food producers to enter, Bob Seeley said, "We have some incredibly talented food producers on the island, all with something very unique and delicious to offer." That's all, I'm Jasper Haycott O'Toole.
Hello, I'm Ophelia. And remember I talked about all these people having their birthdays? Well, now I'm going to tell you their ages and their years of birth. Ricky Gervais, who was born in 1961, who's 60 years old. Chloe Webb, who was born in 1956, who's 65. And finally, Kylie Cantrell, who was born in 2005, who's 16 years old. That's it for your celebrity birthdays. I'll have some more for you next weekend. Bye for now.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure holidays for this week. Mud Day on Wednesday the 29th of June helps to foster a sense of community among all Earth's children. And what better way to accomplish this by using the Earth itself? Mud always seems like a hassle. It is present immediately after it rains and gets on everything. However, mud is fundamental to the outdoors, which means exercise and access to fresh air, two of the healthiest things for individuals. Today is the ideal time to participate in or watch some mud wrestling, play in the dirt with friends or family, and have a good time while getting fresh air. Second half of the year day, on Friday the 1st of July, is a chance to take a step back, assess your year in relation to your goals and objectives, and take action to get back on track. It's an occasion that ranks right up there with the year's biggest turning points. It's challenging to assess where you've been and how far you've come in a short amount of time without taking stock and reflecting. However, it's a terrific chance to reflect carefully on your spending, career, and other areas of your life that you might want to change. So, make sure to make the remainder of the year count. And finally, Poppy Park Day on Saturday the 2nd of July invites you to explore your neighbourhood parks and take advantage of the public space set aside for rest and leisure. This day is dedicated to discovering the parks in your region and learning more about your neighbourhood. Larger or more controlled parks frequently have events on this day, from sporting events to barbecues, so why not look at what is going on in your neighbourhood park and join in? If you don't frequently visit parks, this day offers the ideal reason to do so and discover more about the neighbourhood. That's all, and join us next week for some more obscure holidays.
This is Cassidy with some jokes. Why do we tell actors to break their leg? Because every play has a cast. What kind of tea is hard to swallow? Reality. What did the shark say when he ate the clownfish? This tastes a little funny. I'm Cassidy.
We are going to very quickly talk about our game. We're going to do our game review
which
today.
Is one of my favourite games, and me and Blake's actually favourite game we've been playing since we were very young.
Payday 2.
What day are you still that way from me? I was going to say Payday 2.
No, I don't care.
Anyway,
I'll start it off. So Payday 2 is a multiplayer / single player game where you just basically rob banks.
Yes. Yeah, totally.
You can do it stealthily or you can do it violently.
And there's other levels that aren't robbing banks where you do other illegal acts.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to say the specifics.
Yeah, we'll note
that this game we are reviewing today is going to be another 18 game. So I strongly suggest that you do not let your kids play this game.
I'm going to let you know the secret.
Go on then.
One of the robberies, depending on what version you get, you can take the pardons that, like, free you from all crimes by robbing the White House.
That sounds really interesting.
It's not.
So, yes. Back to the basics. So it's basically a game where there's a massive variety of, like, banks. You can rob little stores if you're a noob, or you can do other things that
or
I won't specifically
can be
say.
Like Blake,
and get money Or you can be like me, where I have a minigun and just run through every window.
Didn't you
take hostages when you start robbing the bank? Cops will come and you just go in endless fights with cops.
Okay, but can I ask a question? Was it you that ran into one of the banks with a minigun and didn't take hostages, if you know what I mean?
Yes.
It was you, wasn't it?
I've seen a lot of stuff about Payday 2, and I know that you can also get perks for your characters.
Yes, you can. You can get perks for your characters. There's loads of different characters. John Wick is a character.
Wait, really?
Yeah, John Wick, yeah. He's part of one of the DLC packs.
Yes, and he is.
Payday 2 is actually quite popular. It's been out for,
since 2013?
Yes.
Yeah, 9 years.
It's a popular game, and it's a good game, but there's one downside on the fact
here
that
we
it's,
go,
it's a first-person shooter game about robbing banks that was built on a racing car game engine.
Each game has
engines that make like the games run in a specific way. So if you have a first-person shooter game, you're going to have an engine that works for that. Payday, they're like, nah, let's put it on a racing game engine.
And you do drive in it sometimes.
So very rarely.
And they still screwed it up.
Yeah, driving is horrible in the game.
That's even more hilarious that driving was bad and it was built on an engine meant for driving. Yeah. Anyway, we are running out of time and I'm about to set ignite.
We are about to start melting. So very quickly, Payday is an 18 rated game.
You can get it on Xbox, PC, PlayStation.
So yeah, 18 rated. Unless you really, really trust your kids, I suggest not letting them play this game.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. This week's word is rivulose. It is spelled R-I-V-U-L-O-S-E. It is an adjective which means marked with irregular sinuous lines or furrows resembling rivers marked on a map. It can be used in the sentence, the disc is often tinged with rust when moist, which makes its rivulose character more distinct. It originated from the mid-19th century from the scientific Latin word rivulosus, from the classical Latin word rivulus, which means small stream or small channel, followed by the suffix osus. That's all, and join us next week for another obscure word of the week.
That's the end of the show, so it is time to go. So it's a goodbye from me, Blake.
Goodbye from me, James.
Goodbye from me, Caelan.
Goodbye from me, Ophelia.
Goodbye from me, Jasper.
Goodbye from me, Connor.
And goodbye from Cassidy.
Bye. Goodbye!
The Short Breaks 4Ps course. Building confidence through radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Breaks course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.